We got some.
Texas
is my hometown.
The take on first. Taking a look around the state of our state and from the states. Voting and election, a little more fallout on that. And the, you reported yesterday the Mitchell Bend. Really, it's the finale. They don't even know what to do there. So this is the Hood County residents. To somehow go up against the, in an unincorporated area there, the Bitcoin mining. And as they say, the noise from
it. It's too loud. Hello?
Yeah. That was rejected, a proposition to form that city, Mitchell Bend, there in Hood County. What was it? It was 76 against 50 supporting it there. So, relatively close. But the organizers say at this point they do not know what to do next. That was kind of their
last what do you do?
Stab in the dark there.
It's not like you can exactly sell your house with all this action going on in the news.
And we were ready. We were ready for it, too. We were planning to have a handshake tour stop there in the new hometown of Mitchell Bend. Like, first 50 get free Bitcoin or whatever the heck that thing does
that's
over
legal,
there.
But.
So, yeah. We'll see where that goes from there. Organizers Organizers said they had a hard time spreading the word, getting the word out.
Hello?
Trying to get their message
heard.
It's
like no one listening.
I know, Herschel. All right. Keep strong, guys.
Lots of folks complaining that kids' sports are entirely too crazy. Parents going nuts, behaving badly, and taking all the fun out of the games. So what is the solution, you ask? Why not add in some alcohol? The Burleson City Council voting 5-2 in favor of allowing alcohol sales at Chisenhall Field Sports Complex, where baseball and softball games and tournaments are very popular.
I know.
Now, all this kicked off when they brought in, a company, and they named this one themselves, called the Sports Facilities Companies.
Sure.
They're now managing the complex. They say it could bring in an extra $1 million over 5 years. However, Mayor Chris Fletcher, breaking it down, said we can revoke this at any time if things get rowdy. That's that.
Oh,
it's going to be great. I mean, should we just revoke it now for
crying
out loud? I
guarantee you, that is definitely not just that.
Aww.
Oh, news to be flowing from Burleson soon and upcoming shows in the future.
Join us at 8:40.
Stay classy, Burleson. Well, they're acting like kids. Of course, last week while I was out, the Mavericks and the City of Dallas teamed up to sue the Dallas Stars for control. And basically, everybody just wants out of the American Airlines Center. And that's what it is. There are even some that are saying this is the kind of the conspiracy theory that the two tenants are in cahoots. And like one said, sue me so we can both get out of here and just, dissolve it that. I don't know. There's a lot more money on the line than that. Maybe a conspiracy. But yes, the trial it was announced yesterday, will be a jury trial to decide this. That's kind of cool.
Mm.
Yeah. And that'll happen pretty early on. So fun antics. January 26th of 2026.
That's really
when that jury trial. Yeah. Yeah. I say they settle it on the court.
Right.
Instead of in court.
Uh-huh. Or pickleball.
Or on the ice. No. That's reserved for mother-in-laws. Blood will be shed. More on that as we come on.
Most retirees dream of sunny days, golf courses, good fishing spots, and of course pickleball. But the best place to retire in 2026 goes to Midland, Michigan. Weirton, West Virginia. And Hamamasa, Springs, Florida, round out the top three. The Woodlands in Spring, Texas, spots 4 and 5. While the only North Texas city making the cut altogether is Flower Mound at number 37.
Ouch.
And if you think this sounds like a good idea, it's currently a pleasant 33 degrees in Midland, Michigan.
No.
With a high of 42 by Saturday and snow on Sunday.
Makes my bones creak.
I was going to say, my right hip is empathizing with all of those poor people.
So, no places in North Texas that make the best retiring list.
No.
Oh, good thing I'm on radio. I'll never retire. Anyway.
There's that.
Speaking of, by the way, another list came out. Texas counties where the longest life expectancy is. North Texas kind of made the list on the top 10 of this. By the way, first of all, according to the CDC, average life expectancy in the U.S., 77 and a half years. Texas, little less than that, 75 and a half. But making your top 10, well, number 7, Denton County. Mm. Life expectancy, nearly 81 years. Over 81 and a half years. Collin County, north of Dallas.
They're kind
number
of bougie
three.
Up there, kind of fancy.
But number 1 is out there, Presidio County. Longest life expectancy in Texas for its residents. Over 83 years. That's nearly 6 years above the state average. Presidio County is like Big Bend, right on the border.
Oh.
So it's got to be like one dude that lives there that's probably 88 right now. Yeah. I don't know. If you've ever been to that area, good luck trying to survive that. Yeah. And when it comes to the end of it all, a study this week out of UT Arlington said that bucket list, don't ever give up on it. Ooh. Scientifically, according to this study out of UTA, making and fulfilling a bucket list as part of your life, or specifically even end of life, can extend it. And overall, as you were saying at the top of the hour, can help reduce anxiety and depression.
That's very important.
Got to have a bucket list. They say do not kick your bucket list and keep it going no matter what.
Proving, you need a why.
Proving yet again, scientifically, everything in this world is made better with a big old bucket.
I like big buckets.
Will it blow?
Put science in action in so many ways. Coming up at 8.
It's KB and Heather Lee.